This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, H-U-R-T, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Group. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation based upon a review of the records and taking the history from the patient, please note the following medical letter on June Blair, period. First name is June, J-U-N-E. Last name is Blair, B-L-A-I-R. On February 3rd, 2022, I performed an independent medical review of the records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone. Period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed. Period. On the above paragraph, please also write in there, a doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 64-year-old female, period. Height 5'4" tall, weight 130 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 10th, 2020, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was driving a Pontiac sedan when another vehicle pulled out of a gas station, striking the right front side of the patient's vehicle, period. An airbag was deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, left lower arm, period, and radiating pain, left arm, comma, and also radiating pain down her left arm to her elbow, period. Despite treatment, present day, she continues to still have pain in her neck and left shoulder areas, period. The left lower arm pain and the radiating pain has resolved, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including an accident report, comma, records from ATI physical therapy, comma, photographs of her car, comma, CDI Bloomington records, comma, Cook Family Health Center records, comma, Earl Craig MD records, comma, MRI images, comma, and Todd EADS MD records, EADS is EADS records, period. New paragraph. The timeline, the approximate timeline as discussed with the patient was that day she was seen at Cook Clinic in Bloomington and referred to a neurologist who put her on medications, including anti-inflammatories, period. The neurologist ordered an MRI of the neck, and she was ultimately referred to pain management, period. She tried to get into the first pain management doctor, but was unable, and she found a second pain management doctor, Dr. Craig, C-R-A-I-G, period. She was placed on pain medicines of Norco as well as Neurontin, and she was referred to physical therapy, period. She did have physical therapy for a few weeks at a couple different facilities. She did follow up with Dr. Craig and referred her to more physical therapy, period. With her last follow-up with Dr. Craig, her medications of Norco and gabapentin were continuing, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has difficulty laying on the couch, period. Housework is affected, period. Lifting is difficult, period. Washing herself is troublesome, period. Sex is affected, period. She has difficulty sleeping, period. When she is at work, this does cause a great deal of pain, period. New paragraph. Her medications include Lamictal, Crestor, Wellbutrin, and another medicine for anxiety, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Norco, Gabapentin, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, period. She has a history of anxiety and depression, period. She has a history of bipolar disease, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured her left shoulder in the past, period. Her neck was mildly injured in an automobile accident approximately 30 years ago. She did see a chiropractor for a few months for a sprained neck, and it did resolve without any permanency, period. That treatment 30 years ago was for approximately 3 months with no reoccurrence of symptoms in the cervical region until this present automobile accident, period. She has never been involved in any other serious automobile accidents, period. She has not had work accidents, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a builder of medical parts, period. She can work full-time but does so with pain, period. She cannot lift heavy items at work without help, period. New paragraph, under allergies, she's allergic to Benadryl. New paragraph, I did review quite a bit of medical records as outlined above, and I did find that all her treatment rendered was all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable as it relates to the automobile accident of August 10th of 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings upon review of records. MRI of the cervical spine done August 24th, 2020 at CDI. Conclusion one, severe central spinal stenosis at C5-6 with mild cord flattening, moderate to severe left foraminal stenosis with likely chronic impingement of the exiting left C5 nerve root. Number two, moderate central spinal stenosis at C4-5, mild bilateral exiting C5 impingement, period. Records from Rehabilitation Associates encounter March 3rd, 2021. History is mainly neck pain with some pain going to the left shoulder, period. On physical examination, abnormalities noted with deep palpation eliciting tenderness in the suboccipital muscles bilaterally, period. Deep palpation elicited tenderness in the cervical paraspinal bilaterally, period. Deep palpation elicited tenderness in the left superior trapezius, period. Deep palpation elicited tenderness in the left levator, L-E-V-A-T-O-R, scapula, period. Bilateral bicep stretch reflex is zero. Bilateral triceps muscle stretch reflex is zero. Bilateral brachioradialis muscle stretch reflex is zero, period. Neck flexion 45 degrees, comma, extension 25 degrees, comma, right lateral flexion 30 degrees, comma, left lateral flexion 30 degrees, comma, right rotation 60 degrees, comma, left rotation 60 degrees, period. Patient's pain was increased with extension, period. Assessment was cervicalgia, that's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A. Number two, spondylosis without myelopathy. Number three, spinal stenosis cervical region, period. Treatment plan, patient will continue with current exercise program. We will continue current medications. Surgery discussed with patient, but not felt to be the best current option, period. We discussed injection, but have decided to not move forward with injections for now, period. This was signed Dr. Craig, MD, period. Note from neurosurgery by Dr. Todd Eads, that's E-A-D-S, MD, September 23rd, 2020. Subjective, patient with a few months history of neck pain. Assessment, I had a long discussion with Ms. Blair regarding her imaging studies and her symptoms, period. I have reviewed her MRI with her, period. She has moderate stenosis, mainly at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 with foraminal stenosis as well, period. I do not think she would benefit from a surgical intervention at this time, period. His diagnosis was cervical radiculopathy, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by me, Dr. Mandel, are number one, cervical trauma, number two, cervical radiculopathy with stenosis at C4-5, C5-6, and impingement, period. Number three, left shoulder trauma and strain, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused and strictly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 10th of 2020, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to severe arthritis in the cervical and left shoulder regions as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. I am referring you to Table 17-2, page 564, Class 1, period. In reference to the left shoulder, she qualifies for an additional 5% upper extremity impairment on the left, period. This is utilizing Table 15-5, page 402, period. This converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, page 520, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments of 3% for the cervical region and 3% for the left shoulder, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of injuries from the automobile accident of August 10th of 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need to continue ongoing medications at an estimated monthly cost of $125 a month, period. She will probably need to continue the gabapentin, but I would like to see her off the Norco and replace the narcotic with non-narcotic analgesics, period. The patient will need need neck injections down the road at an estimated total cost of approximately $9,000, period. Some of the specialists were not advising surgery at this time. However, surgery down the road is certainly a possibility, period. Should surgery be required to the cervical region, that would be at an additional expense of $175,000, period. The surgical expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, surgeon, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient can also benefit at the present time by an occasional use of a cervical brace at an estimated cost of $175, period. This brace would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the medical records as well as taking her history over the telephone, but have not provided a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19 period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.